Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a low-end pressure edit, a sub-weight roller modulate from scratch in Ableton Live 12. The goal is a tight, tempo-synced sub-roller, a mono-focused sub-instrument that breathes and pumps to create serious low-end pressure in a drum and bass mix. We'll layer a pure sub with a harmonic body, drive rhythmic motion with synced LFOs and a kick-driven envelope follower or sidechain, macroize the controls, and finish with mixing tools using Ableton stock devices. What you'll end up with? A savable instrument rack containing a mono sub and harmonic body, two complementary modulators, a synced LFO for rolling and an envelope follower or sidechain for interaction with the kick, plus macros for roller rate, roller depth, harmonic color, saturation and mono cutoff. You'll also have a stock device effects chain, auto filter, utility, saturator, EQ8 and a multiband dynamics or glue compressor for tight low end. Let's dive in. Step by step. Project setup. Set your live tempo to a drum and bass value. 174 BPM is a good starting point. Create a new MIDI track and name it Subroller. Create the core sub oscillator drop operator onto the MIDI track. Waveditable will work if you prefer a visual interface. In operator, set oscillator to a pure sign. Set the octave to -1 or -2. For DNB, try -2 for a deep sub. Adjust the level so your typical MIDI note plays around -12 dB at FS. Tighten the amp envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay around 150 to 250 ms. Sustain between 0.6 and 0.9. Release 60 to 120 ms. This keeps the sub tight and avoids clicks. Add a harmonic body layer. Group the device into an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create two chains and name them Sub Pure and Body Harmonics. For the body chain, use Waveditable or add a second operator oscillator with triangle or a sol mix, slight to tune, and a low pass to tame harsh highs. Lower the body level relative to the pure sub by about -6 to -12 dB so it adds presence on small speakers without overpowering the low end. Mono and phase safety for low end. After the rack, insert an EQ8 to tame the low shelving area around 40 to 120 Hz if needed. Then place a utility and set width to 0% to force mono below. Put this at the end of the chain so it affects the whole instrument. Optionally, if you want the body to remain stereo, keep utility on the sub chain only and leave the body chain wider. Build the roller. Rhythmic movement via auto filter LFO after the rack, but before the final utility, drop an auto filter. Choose low pass and set the starting cutoff around 180 to 250 Hz. Tweak to taste for your key. Set Q to roughly 0.4 to 0.8 for a smooth roll. Turn the auto filter LFO on and set sync to a musical division. Try 1/16 for fast rolls, 1/8 for wider breathing. Set the amount around 30 to 50% to start. This LFO modulates cutoff and creates the rolling character. Add amplitude modulation for stronger pumping. Add a utility after the auto filter with gain at 0 dB. For tempo synced amplitude modulation, you have two options depending on your live version. If you have max for live, insert the max LFO, set sync to 1/16 or your chosen rate. Choose a triangle or ramp shape and map it to utility gain. Set the mapping range conservatively. For subtle motion, map -6 dB to 0 dB. For dramatic gating, map -12 dB to 0 dB. If you don't have max for live, use a compressor or glue compressor with sidechain enabled as your amplitude shaper, or map auto filters LFO amount creatively. To create kick interaction, use an envelope follower map to utility gain or to auto filter frequency. Route the kick to the envelope follower as the sidechain source, set attack to 0.10 ms and release to 6200 ms, and map a small amount, for example 0 to 6 dB, so the kick ducks or modulates the sub musically. If max for live isn't available, a sidechain compressor is a perfectly valid alternative. Macro mapping and user controls. Open the rack's macro mappings and assign key controls for performance. Macro 1, roller rate. Map to auto filter LFO rate or max LFO rate, with a range covering musical divisions such as 1/32 to 1/4. Macro 2, roller depth. Map to auto filter LFO amount and to the amplitude LFO right arrow utility gain mapping so both respond together. Macro 3, harmonic color. Map to body chain volume and to any waveditable position or operator partial levels. Macro 4, saturation. Map to saturator drive or a soft clip device. Macro 5, mono cutoff / sub tune. Map to EQ8 low shelf gain or to oscillator coarse pitch for quick tuning. Rename and color the macros, and tighten min / max ranges so the controls are musical, for example limit roller depth, to 0-60% rather than 0-100% for better hands-on control. Saturation, dynamics and glue. After the utility, add a saturator with a gentle drive. Start 1-3 dB, and dry/wet around 15-30% to bring harmonic presence without destroying the pure sub. Follow with multiband dynamics or glue compressor. Use multiband to lightly compress the low band threshold around -20 to -10 dB, ratio 2:1 to 4:1 to tame spikes, and keep the sub controlled. Optionally, add a final limiter on the bass bus or master to catch peaks. Final check: solo the sub at a conservative level, and look at spectrum to confirm most energy sits below 120 Hz and peaks are tamed. Toggle utility width between 0% and 40% to audition mono versus a slight stereo smear on the body. Automate macro 1 and macro 2 across your arrangement. For example, switch rate from 1/16 to 1/32 during build sections, and then save the instrument rack by clicking the disc icon so you can reuse it. Common mistakes to avoid: don't widen the pure sub with stereo effects before you force it mono. That kills mono compatibility. Don't map LFO ranges too wide. Start conservatively or you'll either silence the sub or make the modulation inaudible. Avoid putting heavy saturation on the pure sine sub. Prefer saturating the body or use parallel saturation. Always sidechain or envelope follow to the kick or use a compressor. An unchecked sub will mask the kick. Keep the pure sub in phase and avoid heavy. Detune on the low oscillator to prevent cancellation. Make sure LFOs are tempo synced so your rolls stay locked to the beat. Pro tips: tune your sub carefully to the root note. Fine sense adjustments can help it lock with your kick. Combine timbral auto filter LFO with amplitude LFO for a fuller, controllable roller. Save preset variants, a stock-only version without max for live and one that uses envelope follower, so collaborators can load them without missing devices. Use a subtle parallel send with low-pass saturation to glue the harmonic body while keeping the sub clean. Check translation on small speakers and phones. If the sub disappears, raise the body level rather than the pure sub. 15-minute practice drill: create a new live set at 174 BPM and build a simplified sub roller with three macros: rate, depth, harmonics. Program a 1-bar MIDI loop of a single root note like C2. Set auto filter LFO to 1/16. Make three variations: a 1/16 at 30% depth, B1/32 at 60% depth, C1/8 at 15% depth with more harmonic color. Place these as 4-bar blocks in the arrangement. Sidechain each to a simple kick and compare with and without saturator. Recap: you've built a layered mono sub instrument, added tempo sync to LFO filtering and amplitude modulation, and set up kick-driven sidechaining. You've macroized the key controls and finished with saturation, EQ and dynamics to keep the low end tight and translation friendly. Save the rack and start automating the macros in your next drum and bass arrangement to add serious low end pressure. Quick closing reminder: think of the sub roller as two jobs: deliver a clean mono low end that locks to the kick, and provide rhythmic motion and presence through harmonics. Keep those responsibilities separated in your chain, map conservative ranges, and always check mono compatibility before finalizing your mix. Good luck, and have fun rolling that low end.